Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is June 26th. Alaskan and BC-based company Black Wolf Copper and Gold has had an exciting year to date. The Red Cloud Research team has deemed it quite a notable story, having recently initiated coverage. Mining analyst VP Taylor Combluzier is here to provide details on the news. But first, Alina Islam, mining analyst, is here to provide updates on Latin Resources' Major Salinas Mineral Resource Estimate update, followed by Timothy Lee, mining analyst, on Hudbay Minerals' acquisition of Rockcliff Metals to consolidate the Snow Lake camp in Manitoba. So with that, Alina, what's top of mind for you?
Thanks for the introduction. I'm back to talk about lithium again, and this week I wanted to talk about a company that is an up-and-coming explorer, has shown tremendous growth potential over the last 2 years, and put out some major news last week. So today we'll talk about Latin Resources. This is listed on the ASX under ticker LRS. We have a buy rating and Australian dollar 70 cent target on the stock. I would note that Latin is not a banking client. So last week, Latin provided an updated mineral resource estimate for the Colina deposit. This is part of its flagship and 100% owned Salinas lithium pegmatite project in Brazil. It was a very significant update and increased the size of the measured, indicated, and inferred resource at Colina by 241% to 45.2 million tons. Average grades also increased by 9% to 1.32% lithium oxide. So in LCE terms, this basically means that the resource now sits at 1.5 million tons compared to approximately 400,000 tons previously. So for those of you that may be unfamiliar with the Latin story, Latin very frequently gets compared to Sigma Lithium. Sigma is a producer with over a $5 billion market cap located in Brazil, and they just started production from their Grota do Cirilo project in April. So Salinas and Grota do Cirilo are geologically similar. This is why Latin often gets compared to Sigma, and it's considered to be a few years behind Sigma in terms of its development timeline. Getting back to the resource now, this was very positive for a few reasons. First, almost 70% of the current resource, or just over 1 million tons LCE, now sits in the measured and indicated category, thereby strengthening the confidence level in the geological model. This also bodes very well for the upcoming PEA, which in light of the current lithium price environment is expected to show favorable economics. Second, while the footprint of the deposit has been expanded to over 2 kilometers in strike and 1 kilometer in width, its limits are still unknown, with plenty of expansion potential further to the southwest and also at depth. So exploration work and geophysics have delineated at least a 4 kilometer long prospective lithium corridor, and management does plan to continue testing this with the drill bit, which is why we have about 26,000 meters of drilling planned for the balance of the year. This is going to step out from the current deposit in the southwest direction, test at depth, as well as test new targets along that 4 kilometer long corridor I mentioned earlier. Thirdly, when compared to Sigma's current 3 million ton LCE resource, I would point out that Sigma's resource is from 5 deposits, whereas Latin's resource, which is now 50% of Sigma's, is only from 1 deposit. This really highlights the sheer size of Colina and our expectation that the upcoming PEA will be very favorable, as the deposit can be mined as one large open pit. And lastly, we have some guidance towards development and construction timeline, as Sigma's Grota do Cirilo project provides a blueprint for development. I note that Sigma was able to put its project into production within 6 years of its maiden resource. However, this was during the COVID-19 pandemic, so construction activities were impacted by travel restrictions and supply chain issues. As a result, we could see Latin develop the Salinas project faster than Sigma did. I would also point out that management in their webinar last week stated that many contractors that worked on the Grota do Cirilo project are now working on Salinas, so there is a very valuable transfer of knowledge and experience here. Latin is also very well funded, with approximately 50 million Australian dollars in the bank. It also recently increased its stake in Solis Minerals, which is an early stage lithium explorer in Brazil. So in our view, there is further exploration upside here to potential investors. So in summary, we believe Latin has made great strides in advancing its world-class deposit. There is further resource expansion potential here, with management determined to get its project into production as soon as possible, with a DFS for the project expected in 2024. So if any of you are interested in hearing directly from management, I did sit down with Managing Director Chris Gale and VP Operations Tony Greenway last week to host a webinar. A recording of this can be found on the Red Cloud website. That's all from me. Thanks for listening in. Over to you, Tim.
Thanks, Alina. This week, Rockcliff Metals Corporation announced an agreement to be acquired by Hudbay Minerals in an all-stock deal. Rockcliff is RCLF on the CSE, and Hudbay is HBM on the TSX. We do not rate the shares of either company. Under the terms of the agreement, Rockcliff shareholders are to receive 0.006776 Hudbay shares for each Rockcliff share held. At the last closing price before the deal was announced, this equated to an acquisition price of 4.7 cents per Rockcliff share, representing a 135% premium to the last close of 2 cents a share. This implies a transaction value of 18.3 million Canadian dollars. All the directors and senior officers of Rockcliff, as well as Greenstone Resources and Olive Resource Capital, representing a total of 65% of Rockcliff shares, have entered into support agreements for the transaction. The deal requires the support of two-thirds of Rockcliff shareholders, as well as court approval. Rockcliff plans to hold a shareholder vote on the deal in the third quarter. Rockcliff is one of the largest landholders in the Snow Lake area of Manitoba, with approximately 1,800 square kilometers across its six properties and a 49% joint venture partnership with Hudbay on the Talbot Copper Gold Project, which hosts a total resource containing 183 million pounds of copper. In total, Rockcliff's properties host about a billion pounds of copper equivalent in resources, and the company has completed a PEA on its rail and tower deposits. The transaction has the potential to further extend the mine life at Hudbay's Snow Lake operations, which include the Lalor mine and the 1901 deposit, as well as the Stahl and New Britannia mills. In our view, this is a positive transaction for Rockcliff. Hudbay is the logical acquirer, given the geographical location of Rockcliff's projects in the Snow Lake Belt and the pre-existing JV with Hudbay on the Talbot project. Given the current challenging market conditions for junior explorers, this deal gives Rockcliff shareholders shares in a more liquid stock of a senior producer at a significant premium to the last closing price. Taylor, over to you.
Thanks, Tim. This week I'll be speaking about Black Wolf Copper and Gold. We have a buy rating and 70-cent target price. Black Wolf is a Red Cloud banking client. We recently initiated coverage on Black Wolf Copper and Gold, which is advancing the Niblack Copper Gold Zinc Silver Project located in Southeast Alaska. It also wholly owns the Hyder properties in Alaska, which includes a portfolio of four properties in proximity to projects being developed by Ascot Resources. Some key reasons we like this stock are that it is developing a hub-and-spoke model. Black Wolf has signed an MOU with four partners to study the concept of building a joint processing facility at New Molly's Kitsault project in British Columbia. Should synergies for the Kitsault mill exist for the MOU partners, the jointly developed facility would reduce capital costs and permitting timelines for Black Wolf, a potentially significant de-risking step. The company's flagship Niblack project hosts 842,000 ounces of gold equivalent in indicated and inferred resources with plenty of upside potential. The mineral resource estimate was based on two deposits only, while at least seven are known to occur within the 10 km² area of the project. Both deposits are open along strike and up and down dip, highlighting future exploration potential. We believe the Hyder properties are ripe for a gold discovery. Black Wolf used forensic geology to identify targets at Hyder that have not been explored since the 1920s and 30s. With permits already in place, a drill program is planned for the Cantu project this spring. We'd also note that the company's projects are located in Tier 1 jurisdictions. Niblack is in southeast Alaska, adjacent to Tidewater with existing infrastructure, whereas the Hyder properties are situated in the vicinity of the Eskay mine, as well as the Brucejack and KSM deposits in the Golden Triangle. While the Canadian part of the Golden Triangle has seen plenty of exploration and development, limited work has occurred on the US side. In our view, this is an opportunity for upside. Black Wolf also has a management team with a track record. Mr. Robert McLeod is President and Chief Executive Officer and was previously Founder and Vice President Exploration of Underworld Resources, which was bought by Kinross for $140 million in 2010. He has an excellent grounding in the geology and mineral potential of the Golden Triangle. And lastly, we'd note that mining heavyweights played in the last financing. Mr. Frank Gistra acquired 10 million flow-through units, bringing his total ownership of the company to 13.4% in the recent $8.5 million financing. His investment in the company is a testament to Black Wolf's potential, management, and leadership team. That said, we would also highlight that Black Wolf stands out from the crowd given the current challenging precious metals price environment and that it is fully funded to execute on its strategy. So with plenty of exploration upside and a potential future pathway to production through Kitsault, we believe investors should pay close attention to the Black Wolf story as exploration results continue to serve as the main share price driver in the coming months. Black Wolf is trading at a discount to peers on an EV per ounce gold equivalent basis at $25 per ounce versus peers at $31 per ounce at the time of recording.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to access our research portal, to read full disclosures, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.